Thanks again for having us. It's October. We're in Kokomo. I see budget proposals have passed and you guys are moving on already.
Yeah. We went through the budget process. A lot of kudos to the city council. They've, we do a pretty good job, I think, and I think they would agree, of working together throughout the year. So usually at budget time, there's very rarely any surprises. It's a lot of tweaks, but nothing substantial. So yeah, glad we're through the process and ready to look forward to next year.
I wanted to start too with the curbside recycling pickup. I know you were doing that in phases. We haven't talked about this in a few months. Where are you at right now?
Well, we started incrementally about this time last year, kind of towards the end of the year. Took about a month to ramp it up. But we've been going ever since then. We've, since really about around Christmas time, have on regular pickups. And what we do is we pick up trash every week, and then every other week on your trash day will be a recycling day. So we have the totes that go, so 1 week it's trash, then trash and recycling. And, I'm very proud. We're one of the few cities that have free, no trash fee, no recycling fee. So recycling is just part of city services. So it's went, we went through this now for almost a year. We're working on a new contract. The current provider is selling to another provider. We think this will be seamless, should not disrupt anything with concerning public pickup. Looks like we're going to, it'll be actually the same facilities, no change to, we're not going to change the fee or add a fee. So, but anyways, we're in the process of getting through that and they're working out their agreement, but they've already reached an agreement with us.
Now you say you've changed, it's a processing company that takes the recycling.
Right. We pick it up, city picks it up, they're city owned recycling totes and the city manpower picks up the recycling material, takes it to a drop-off center here in town, and they're selling the building and the business itself to a group from up by South Bend in the Mishawaka area.
And then how were you able to negotiate a new contract with the new company?
They came in, they wanted to buy the business. They met with us first, make sure that they would continue to have the city of Kokomo as a customer. So we worked that out, now they're finalizing the sale from the former company.
I wanted to ask you too again about your no trash fee, because it's interesting going to different cities and doing the show. And we just talked last week with Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton, who are in the midst of trying to restructure everything and getting new trash trucks and a new fee and new ways to do recycling and new totes and all this.
Right.
So how does Kokomo get by without that trash fee?
Well, so far we've been able to. Part of it is we went a different way of picking up trash than I think any city does. And we went to single side trash pickup about 5 or 6 years ago. Basically, with the exception of the busier streets, we went to ask people on trash day to take their trash totes across the street instead of making passes on both sides of the street and on both sides of the alley. We did the single side pickup. It really expedited the time, which a lot of this involves manpower, makes it more streamlined, and really have just tried to stay focused on ways to become more efficient, obviously with the recycling that will hopefully long-term save us on tipping fees for trash removal. But we've felt like we've done a pretty good job of streamlining the process, and we don't see in the near future having to add a trash fee.
Well, it's election time, and in just a couple of weeks, we'll most likely have, of course, a new president, governor, and so forth and so on. We know all about the big races, but we keep talking about the attention also needed for more of the local races. And there's even things like the state superintendent that doesn't get maybe as much media.
Sure.
What do Kokomo voters need to do their homework on before going to the polls?
No, I think you're exactly right. It seems like the focus up until maybe the last month or so has been solely on the presidential race, not even much on the Senate races and the congressional races and the gubernatorial race. I think now there's a lot of focus on that. So, you know, we've went this year to vote centers around, there'll be, I believe, 12 polling places throughout the county. Most of them inside the city, where people can go, and instead of having every precinct having their polling places, we did this in the spring. It seemed to work well. Of course, we're expecting high turnout. You know, we're encouraging, I think both parties are, as much as possible to, you know, anyone that can vote early, it's probably in your best interest. Just expect long lines on election day. So we're encouraging people to get out and vote early if possible.
I was looking over your website before I came over and saw one of your top stories was about the unemployment rate, I believe, being with the lowest in 10 years?
Lowest since the year 2000, so lowest in 16 years.
Wow.
And the nice part about that, down in the city of Kokomo, 4.1%. And the best part about that, you know, when you look at those monthly trackings, I always go back a year. So when we received the September numbers, I looked to see what the number of people employed and the size of the workforce. And the workforce in the city of Kokomo has increased by 700 and the number of people working by 700 as opposed to a year ago. So those are key numbers, that our unemployment's dropping while simultaneously the workforce is growing and the number of people employed is growing. So everything's trending in the right direction, and we hope we can sustain that as long as possible.
There's a lot going on, and
there is.
And I just read about a new development going up in the former Apperson Brothers factory.
Yeah, Apperson is the Apperson Automobile Company. That's the Flaherty and Collins. It took a little while, obviously, to get things going, but the construction has begun. Trucks are over there working today. They're starting to do the site work as we speak. We're very happy about that. That's a $32 million luxury apartments downtown Kokomo, right across the street from a municipal stadium. So we see this as a nice asset for the community. And I think completion, they originally were hoping to be done by the end of 2017. I think now sometime in March 2018.
And you say luxury apartments. Does that go into the mix that you want of affordable housing?
Yes.
and a mix of downtown living.
Absolutely. All throughout the city, we need to make sure we have all available options. We need affordable apartments, affordable housing. Obviously, we have a lot of upscale homes, but we also need those modest homes, those starter homes for young people, 2 and 3 bedroom bungalow type homes. This will be a nice addition. Luxury apartments downtown. The facility will have its own fitness center. We'll have an outdoor pool in the complex, 197 units. Most of them will have their own balconies, things, 4 stories in height. So it'll be a nice amenity right along the our downtown trail system.
Did the city offer any incentives to the developer?
We did. It was an old, over 100-year-old factory, didn't have a lot of options. We marketed it, and we put it together a TIF bond. So part of that financing will go from the development itself. So the taxes they pay will be captured in the TIF district, and then those TIF bonds will help with the payment.
I always love hearing a little bit about history, too, because this was a site that was a former factory, but is, you know, now becoming something different. Can you tell us a little bit about the history?
Sure. The Apperson Automobile Factory, they produced, in fact, we, you know, our Prospect League baseball team is the Jackrabbits, and they're named after, one of their cars was the Jackrabbit, the Apperson Jackrabbit, and they were produced there, went out of business right at the beginning of the recession. Then it was a place called Northern Indiana Supply for most of the next 70 years or so. And that was an industrial supplier, tubing, just supplied the local factories with industrial and wholesale supplies. So it's finally nice to have it repurposed and reused. And again, when you tie it into our trail system, municipal stadium, it's right along the Wildcat in downtown Kokomo. So it will look completely different in a year and a half.
And there'll be retail space too. Do you ever worry that, is there ever a thought that too much development is too much, or is that not such a thing?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the retail, that there's always a concern with that. Residential, we have a housing shortage right now here, especially for affordable apartments. That's one group. The other part, the luxury apartments, we really didn't have that as an amenity to offer people. So if you had been interested in coming here in the last 6 months to a year, just other than the lofts downtown above the parking garage that opened a year ago, those were the first really luxury apartments that we had. So this will the whole idea is we hope this will bring a new group of people to our city who maybe wanted to come here, didn't have the right choice of living. Now that we have this, or will have this, hopefully that will change.
Last time we were here, we toured the tornado damage, and then you just announced the Rebuild Highland Park Fund. It's been about a month. How's that going?
It's going well. We've had a couple of big corporate gifts. Alcoa out of Lafayette is giving $30,000. Solidarity Credit Union here in town is giving $30,000. Flaherty and Collins, the owners of the new apartment, just announced a $5,000 gift. I can't announce it yet here in the next week or two, but we have another corporation that's giving $5,000. And the whole idea is to rebuild. Highland Park was, well, you saw it. It was destroyed quite extensively. And so we're over there now starting the replanting of the trees, starting the reforestation of parts of the park. And over the winter, we want to install new playgrounds so it'll be ready for the spring.
And has that started? Are trees going in now?
I think they are planting this week. I know we've received the trees, and I think this week we were starting to plant them.
And then how's the progress just on all those damaged homes that we saw? Is it still going through the process of insurance companies?
Yeah, you can go through, and in each neighborhood you see some moving obviously along faster than others, but the mood of the people that were impacted by the tornado seems to be pretty good. If they're out, I sometimes stop if it seems like they're the homeowners. But it seems like the neighborhoods themselves, I know people throughout the city that live in just about each one of these neighborhoods, and they seem to be recovering pretty well.
I hear that the solar farm is almost complete there.
It's coming along,
we're
excited about that. That's the former Continental Steel site. When you talk about history, Continental Steel was in business from the turn of the 20th century to I think it went out in March of 1986. It was a former Superfund site, on the federal Superfund site list. So now we call it Superfund to solar farm. And so it's coming along and really changes that landscape. City will get a little bit of revenue from that. The electricity generated will go back into the system. And for taxpayers, we won't have to insure it or mow it. So there's some savings as well as a little bit of revenue for the city. But really, more importantly, we have a clean energy source right here in our community.
Can you remind us again on how that partnership came about? This has been a few years.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a while. The city owned the property through the tax sale. No one was interested in it. It's been cleaned up and remediated quite extensively, but really we're trying to think of a reuse for it. It's on the west side, and as we looked at, we'd been looking at a place to have a solar farm, and it was a nice fit. This was available acreage, and there was a vendor that was willing to do that and sell it back to Duke Energy, so.
Mm-hmm. Halloween is Monday, right? Any trick-or-treat hours the city?
I believe there's six. Okay, yeah, I believe there's 6 to 8, and they are, and so that's kind of standard hours for us, and so it's usually a good time here, and so.
Rumor has it you might be a Cubs fan.
I'm not the biggest Cubs fan because there's a lot more Cubs fans now than there used to be, but I've always been a Cubs fan. When I was a kid, I remember the days before the lights were at Wrigley and going home after school watching Jack Brickhouse announced the game. So, yeah, pretty excited about went up to Chicago this weekend and just didn't go to the game. That's a little bit out of my price range, but spent some time in Chicago and excited to see them maybe pull this off this year.
So I hear your term is coming to an end as president of the Indiana Cities and Towns Association. Is that true?
Yeah. Finishing up this year at our conference, handed the gavel over to Mayor Lloyd Winicky of Evansville. And I've enjoyed my time. We just serve 1-year terms, try to rotate that around. But I like the whole IACT vision, trying to look at the big picture, what's happening with cities, not only here in Indiana, but across the country, and how we can have an impact locally with the changes that are taking place, demographics. People are moving to urban areas. How do you prepare for that? Everything we're trying to do, the right-sizing the streets and the road diets, walkability, as you mentioned, affordable housing, and trying to make those all fit nice and neatly into our city. So I've enjoyed it and was very proud to have served.
I wanted to mention really quick too, I hear that you went through some bonds and helped save the city some money.
Yeah, we refinanced some utility bonds. We try to look at those. Most of the time those are 10, maybe 15 year bonds. We try to just anytime we can find a little bit of savings, and we just refinanced some existing bonds for our utility, and it will save about $200,000 over the next few years in utility costs. So we're always trying to find those small ways to save, but an interest, one point here, one point there makes a big difference.